Tati. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I talk about self-care, love, gratitude, loss, everything that we need in this world, all the emotions that we need.
Just going to light this match to burn the sage. Don't laugh. This is good. Just roll with it. This is serious. Okay. That's how we work too, honestly. Like, sometimes we have to strike the match like a few times before it like works, before we find our fire and our flame.
Is this white sage?
All I know is it's blessed. Okay, I'll just let this burn. Do you want to burn the Santo Palo Santo, or do you want to do that at the end?
Just let the sage burn.
Okay, just keep it. Cool.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. My name is Kati, and I have with me Bria Zoe. She's my soul sister. I just love her and her energy that she brings. And I'm so happy that she's the first person to help me start this podcast. I love her. She brings so much joy. She's just an amazing soul to be. I'm so lucky to have her as a best friend. She brings so much light into my life. And she is gorgeous. And she will be talking about herbalism, how it's so good for us in this day. And we'll get to it. But I would like to introduce you to Bria.
Hey.
Hi, Bria.
What's up? That's awesome. Thank you for having me. I honestly feel like it's an honor to just be working with you doing this, because I totally believe in it and feel like the more that we're able to reach out to more souls and bring the message of healing and awareness to our bodies and to each other, the more vibrant our life can be. So, I'm excited.
Yay. Awesome. Okay. So, how long have you been an herbalist?
So, I'm not in, like, to become a master herbalist will be down the road, I think a few more years, but I finished my family herbalism course about, like, I would say 4 months ago, and that took me about like 4 months to do. So it's been about like a year now that I've been officially doing herbalism and studying herbalism and working at an herb shop, but I would say like 4 years just interest. I mean, it takes a while to fully grasp the entirety of herbs because there's a lot to it. Just around that long.
Yeah.
Around.
What made you want to start?
Honestly, I feel like it was those who are closest to me seeing their health like declining in such a drastic way. Mm. And the only healing method was going to like these very Western medicine doctors, or doctors who use just like Western medicine or just very pharmaceutical based. And that was really difficult for me to see like all the really hard, nasty side effects that come from that, and especially to the people that I love. And so there was a part of me that always felt and always knew like there has to be another way. Like, this can't be the way that we're gonna live our lives. And it honestly just kind of felt like that skewed game. Mm-hmm. You know, like that trap of like, come, this will heal you. But then really there's all those like negative side effects. So I was like, that doesn't just feel right. Like, what feels right? And as soon as I started looking more towards herbs and natural healing, I honestly was like, this is what it is. Something that like heals exactly what's going on and causes major health benefits, not side effects or symptoms. It's benefits that actually heals what's ever going on and then allows longer duration of health and vibrance. And so I was like, yep, that's why I do it. So.
And you're like the perfect person to do it. You fit so well in this.
Well, when I found it, it's like, I love hearing that too, because that's how I felt. I honestly was like, okay, yep, this is my thing. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be, with the earth and working with the herbs. And like, it's so much of my element in every way that I'm like, I already felt like I had it inside me, like obviously all the whole time, but I just didn't know that this was going to be my thing. And as soon as I found it, it really did feel like what people talk about, like, you know, like a light bulb turned on, or I was like, oh my gosh, yep, this is it. So like, I honestly say like the huge majority of my life has always been plant-based.
Yeah.
Like, I always ate like lots of veggies, and my mom has a big contribution to that, but like naturally ate just like more from the earth already, which isn't a coincidence. But I feel like my path to herbalism was definitely on my path to healing myself physically, because I had a lot of like physical ailments that were going on, and I was like, okay, I need to figure out something to heal this. And the food world and all the diets and everything that was going on all really seemed really overwhelming, with every different path to take, or which one's right, or which one's actually healthy. And then as soon as I like started just looking more into like veganism and eating just purely plants and of the earth, it was like my heart just kind of lit up and felt like really warm. And I was like, okay, this is like what I'm doing, because it's just good. It's good for me. It's good for the planet. It's good for the animals. It's literally good for all of us and even our connection. And so just seeing all those things, I was like, okay, why wouldn't I be? Like, how can I not be at this point? And that, it started about a year ago.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, actually now like a year and a half. But, like, I mean, for a year and a half, it's been, like, purely vegan.
Yeah, like, I mean, plant-based.
Yeah. I mean, there's been, like, the moments where it's, like, I've eaten something, and then, I mean, I was told it was vegan, then I figure out there's, like, eggs in it, and I'm like, what? You know, but everything's been, like, pretty intentional, mindfully eating throughout this whole time.
And how do you feel eating plant food? Like, how does it change your energy? How does it... better than eating all that dairy food or meat? Do you feel like you have deficiencies getting enough iron? Or
that's so interesting. I mean, everything's been, it's a health journey through the whole thing, so I'm learning more about my body and what works well with my body and what doesn't. But the benefits that have come for me from eating purely plant-based have been far more beneficial to me than a mixed diet of with plants and dairy and meat. And the protein actually went up. Like, I actually got more protein in my diet than I did before, and more enjoyable protein for me, ones that I actually felt like I enjoyed, ones that actually made me feel better after eating it, that I didn't feel like bloated, or I didn't feel like kind of just off, like dull energy. There's like, I'll have literal moments where I'll eat a meal and then after I feel like so vibrant, like my brain is functioning properly, my stomach feels good, my heart feels good, my soul literally feels like it just opens up. And all from just eating the food that held that energy. Like, I truly believe that like the plants and the earth and the fruits and veggies have like an energy to them of like a vibrance and a health that they bring. And so we are what we eat. I mean, we hear that all the time. So if I want a vibrant life, if I want that connection, then eat the things that hold that. Like, to me, that's not an energy. If there's, in any sort of the way putting it, there's death in that sentence. And I'm like, I don't want to put death. If I put that into my body, then that's exactly what my body's going to do. It's going to die.
Yeah.
Because there's death inside it. Like,
yeah.
That's how I feel about it. But
and I totally feel way different from eating a plant-based diet than eating like meat or dairy.
Yeah.
My stomach, my digestive is just not okay. It does not feel like it's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm not loving my own body. But like tonight we went to Ginger's.
Yeah.
In Springville.
Shout out.
Sponsorship, just kidding. Yeah.
Sponsor us. Love you, bye.
Like I had, what was it? A hummus.
Grilled hummus.
And I had was bread with hummus, cucumbers, balsamic.
And artichokes. And greens.
And like, greens.
And all of it's like 90% organic.
And it was so good. And my body has never felt amazing. Like, I feel powerful. My brain cells are, like, functioning well. My digestive, I have no pain in my stomach. I have energy. It's really amazing.
Yes. So that's honestly, like, why I work there, why I love it. Is because, like, your experience is, like, so many people's experience coming through that door.
Do like, people actually, like, say, oh my gosh, I feel so much better.
Yeah. Honestly, like, that's part of the rewarding part. Is that, like,
is so cool.
I'll suggest, like, hey, like, get this salad or get this sandwich or get this. And they leave being like, you know what? I feel so good. Like, honestly, that was the best thing I've, like, ever had. Or they've had this whole week. Or I've had, in my entire life, we get that sometimes. Or, man, I just needed that meal. I feel like it nurtures, like, food like that nurtures more than just the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing that opens people's perspective to, like, a lifestyle, is they experience what you just experienced. I am not only healing, I'm not just eating. I'm literally healing while I'm eating.
Yeah, like, and eating, it's, like, energy, get all your protein enzymes.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the protein myth about not getting enough protein from plants is a myth. Exactly that. Like, that's, like, that's going out. Like, people, that's the old thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no longer can people bring that fact up or have that even be controversial in my mind. Because I'm like, no. Like, go open a new book. Like, don't read the one from, like, the 60s. Like, let's come back to, like, present time and realize there's a shift going on. Yeah. And it's called, like, honor yourself and honor the planet and each other.
Yes.
Amen.
No. Amen. And I mean, we're not saying that you have to be vegan. You
can still eat
meat or dairy. I mean, I still eat.
Yeah, like, do your thing.
But I'm telling you that I totally feel different from what I ate today than what I usually eat.
And that's the thing. I think it's honor for yourself. What you're saying is, like, honoring yourself and, like, not judging ourselves. So, like, yeah, you're like, hey, I still eat meat and dairy, however I feel so much better when I eat plants.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be part of the process for people too, is like, and even getting involved with any aspect of our health,
mm-hmm.
it's really taking it step by step and loving ourselves through the whole journey, because a lot's going to be coming up, and not to, like, limit ourselves and feel like we can't have something, and just to, like, I mean, yeah, like, you're still eat your meat, still eat your dairy, but explore your paths of health and know that there's more vibrance out there.
Yeah.
And, like, what you experience today, like, imagine if that could be every day for you, Caddy.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And so it's just little by little people taking steps into more abundance and health. And that's really all that can happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people actually don't know, like, how to eat healthy, or, like, the ingredients, or, like, if they should eat organic, or if they should, you know what I mean? Like, because for me, it's really hard.
How do you even prepare a meal, kind of a thing?
Yeah, for me, it's really hard, because I'm like, oh, this sounds good, but how do I make it plant-based, or, you know?
Yeah.
She is actually working on an ebook for veganism.
Boop, boop.
And when will it be available?
I can't really say the exact date right now.
Oh, the next few months.
Yeah, hopefully. I feel like it's all such in the beginning stages,
mm-hmm.
but everything that's going to be in the ebook is actually written in this notebook right here.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, we're going to add to it.
Yes.
But
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And, like,
and this is, like, your contact. Actual.
And these are all, like, my recipes and Ben's recipes. So I feel like we took a lot from Pinterest, or we used different things back and forth. But honestly, we've made our own twerks and tweaks to it all, that, like, it's cool to finally have, like, literally two full pages of, like, tiny handwriting filled with recipes. And so, because that's really what our journey was, exactly what you're saying, of, like, okay, I want this, but I want it to be, like, how do I shift that into something that's, like, healthy and abundant for me? And for Ben, And he's been a big assistance through us all because he was like, okay, I want burgers, burritos. And then it was like, he loved nachos. He loves cheese.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and so it's a big thing for people. And so a lot of our explorations through all of that were finding things that were even better. Not mm-hmm. just like, oh, this works. This, like, satisfies the craving. But totally shifting it into being like, oh my, this rocks. Like, yeah. Even today, like, Ben, we tried the cashew cheese or something that's from Mykonos or something, and it's got like chives in it. And we literally ate the whole package, and Ben made the comment, not even joking, he said, he was like, why wasn't this before dairy? He's like, like, this is a nut, like cashews, right? He's like, why didn't people start doing this before they did dairy? Like, what is up? He's like, because this is 10 times better. Like, and that's that's Ben talking, like, the cheese fanatic, works at a pizza joint, like, legit, like, loves cheese. That's him saying that. But now, awesome. For the past month, he's eaten completely plant-based and lost, like, 25 pounds. And his eye color literally has changed, like, more vibrant. And he's like, feeling so much better. And just coming from my space of like my husband, who I love, like, that feels really good for me to be like, wow, like the person I love taking charge of their life in the most important way of their health.
Yeah,
like, and to see the benefits, I'm like, and I mean, it's all coming from our ebook too.
That is so awesome. We're excited. Yes, we love you, Ben.
Yeah, so you'll hear us talk about him.
So we will tell you when it's available. Hopefully soon, because I want to start.
I feel like before it's, like, officially finished, we could probably just, like, link some recipes below. And, like, even if you have something that you want, like, veganized, or you're like, how to make, let us know, too.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out.
Or if you guys know any good recipes.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and start talking about herbal
healing.
And why it's good for us in this day instead of pharmaceuticals.
Cool. Well, I will start it off by just, like, asking you, like, a simple question. Like, what would you say is an ailment of something or a physical ailment that maybe you experience personally or someone you know or you think a wide array of people struggle with? Like, what would you say is, like...
For me... Probably anxiety, but I know other people, it's a lot with, like, energy, having energy, so, like,
you drink like tired.
Tired.
Okay, so just starting with the first thing you said of, like, personally for you, of just with, and which isn't just personal for you, like, as you know, like, so many people are working with this, but with anxiety and with, or just those feelings of anxiousness, and then also just... Okay, so just, like, anxiety and mood swings, the first thing I always go to is, like, I really tap in with that person, just, like, for me, like, just connecting with that person to see, like, where I can feel, like, and what other aspects of their life could be contributing to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, because then that allows the healing to kind of just, like, open up. So, a lot of times during shift or change, a lot of people can experience anxiety. Or sometimes we, from a big shift or a big change that happened in the past, we never really let go of the anxiety that came from that. And or in what way are we not, like, living our truth or living authentically?
Yeah, it's sometimes, like, we're masking ourselves.
Yeah. And that can cause anxiety. Yeah. So it's like we're living in fear. And so our body, even energetically and physically, like, through just our soul, kind of emulates that through our body, just being afraid or being anxious or overthinking things, when it's all just stemming from that very internal space that deserves to be healed. And so this is why I love herbs and that are associated with that, because they really go into that space to open up that space and allow that healing on such a physical but even emotional, energetic way too. And so one thing that I love with anxiety is to, like, to the very base, like, the very basic could be just starting to drink teas. Because certain teas like chamomile or lavender or peppermint, just those basic ones, it's not only like a meditative process through drinking the tea, because you're taking it in slowly. It gives you time to just kind of relax, take that deep breath, but you're taking in this earth, like a part of the earth that was meant for that healing, that was meant for that calming and to just release the tension that's there. And so it's honestly a blessing that we have these things and these plants that assist us with that.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And so much of, like, and now we'll switch over to, like, the mood swings that people have. Like, to me, that's for me personally, and for a lot of people that I've known, that's associated so much with the diet and what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not just getting a food. You know what I mean? Like, so say you're eating a steak. You're not just getting that cow, that steak. You're getting everything that that cow ever ate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting everything that they gave it, that cow, which majority of the time, that's antibiotics, that's medicine, that's, I mean, so many harmful things are given that, like, we're putting in, and hormones. They're literally injecting hormones to, like, make that cow bigger, to make him grow faster, like, all these things. And so now when we put that in our body's like, okay, extra hormones, I don't know what to do with. Yeah, we're definitely going to feel that whole swing of things.
Yeah.
So people experience that with, like, meat products, but also with dairy. It's so much into the milk. Yeah, I mean, we can go into the topics of this whole food array and the whole food industry later, but so much of, like, our mood swings have to do with what we eat. And so, and what we eat can cause an imbalance in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And so to rebalance, like, our mood swings and stuff, are definitely the herbs. Like, ashwagandha is amazing, just a mood uplifter, and St. John's wort is awesome. As well as just the relaxing herbs, I feel like kind of bring things to a good space. And also, like, everything that's listed here in this tea, like, we have the Brahmi, holy basil, ashwagandha, ginkgo, rosemary, green tea, and all those bring oxygen to the brain. They allow things to be more clear, and I would say, like, just, like, more fluid and moving.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
We had peppermint tea tonight.
Honestly, got, like, tired.
I know. We feel so relaxed and just so grounded right now.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, balanced.
So if anyone struggles from, like, not being able to fall asleep or just feeling stressed and anxiety, like, grab some peppermint tea and mix it with coconut milk or almond milk, and boom. Like, so good. And just takes deep breaths and allow it just to be that moment and moment for yourself and healing. And it works. Like, oh my gosh, it works.
Goddamn, does it work.
Yep.
Well, we went to Ginger's and got all this herbal goodie stuff.
I got goodies.
I know, it is goodies.
It totally is.
I got the herbal tea. It's called Inspire Me.
It's made by the master herbalist, Jared, who works at Ginger's. It's awesome. It's his own formula.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so pretty and it smells really good.
Oh my gosh. And I honestly feel it. Like, when you drink it, it's like, it's cool because, like, it literally goes with the energy of it. Like, Inspire Me. Like, I honestly feel like it just opens that part of me where I'm able to just, you know, think clearly. Or if I'm in, like, kind of a creative rut, you know, like, oh, like, I don't know what to do with my day, or like, kind of feeling low.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I want to write this paper, but I
you
don't.
You have no creativity.
Yeah. This, honestly, these herbs, like, open that up.
That inspires you to open that blockage up.
Mm-hmm.
I also got another tea, and this is all loose tea. It is raspberry leaf.
It's like the woman's herb.
This is what every woman needs.
Honestly, if you're a woman and you're listening to this, if you have ovaries and a uterus, then listen. But okay, so raspberry leaf is amazing. Like, amazing. Just, honestly, just type it in. Like, I encourage anyone to just type in raspberry leaf benefits and then just see for yourself, and then allow yourself to have that be a part of your life. It's good for male and female. So even if you don't have a uterus, even if you don't have ovaries, you're not left out of the picture, because this is just so good.
What are the benefits?
It'll boost your immune system so well. So we need this in this time of day so much, because our immune systems are just being so drawn down by all these ailments that surround us, like, daily. And so it boosts your immune system, but also for women, it brings all those vitamins and minerals. It's so heavy packed in vitamins and minerals that like are so crucial for women in allowing us to have more free-flowing periods or less flow, and it just brings balance, honestly, and it allows,
which we need.
Yeah, it brings balance to so many things. Those minerals and vitamins like include like bringing like iron into our system, allowing there to be, it can reduce cramps for some women, so some women use it for cramps.
It's just amazing, so good.
Yeah, like this, I want some now.
The goddess tea.
Oh my god. Yeah, the goddess of herbs, dude. That's her name. Seriously.
That's the goddess of herbs.
Perfect, actually.
All right, the next thing I got is called Good Mood.
By Herb Farm. It's a tincture, and it's awesome.
And what is a tincture?
A tincture is like an extracted, concentrated form. A tincture is an extraction of the herbs. So it's like a really concentrated form of them and a blend. They either come with just like one herb or a combination of. And it makes it easier so you don't have to take a capsule. You just put the drops directly into your mouth. This one is Good Mood from Herb Farm, and it has St. John's wort, ashwagandha, skullcap, and prickly ash. And all of those can be, what's cool is the combination of those are the herbs that are also relaxing and balancing and also uplifting. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have the ones that are gonna, they're kind of adaptogenic in that way. They're gonna adapt to where you're at. They'll be like, okay, like if you're feeling a little anxious, then skullcap and prickly ash is gonna kind of come in, calm things down, as well as like St. John's wort. But if you're feeling really low, mm-hmm. then ashwagandha and St. John's wort, and all of them honestly are just gonna uplift it again. So it's mm-hmm. really cool that it just allows like this, it goes directly to the nervous system and brings that balance. And
so everyone should have this.
Yeah, I mean honestly, like you want to have a good mood, and everybody's bodies are different and everybody's bodies are going to react to different things differently, but at the same time, we all are human beings who do thrive from what is here mm-hmm. on this earth for us. And so just to explore this method of healing is amazing.
That's awesome because it's liquid, so people like me that can't swallow pills.
Yeah, you still can get the herbs in your system.
You still get, yeah. The next thing I got is the vitamin B12. And it's also in a liquid form.
It tastes like a snow cone. Like, mm-hmm. literally, I asked Ben in the morning, like, want your snow cone? Because it's, like, so real that it tastes like cherries. This specific brand. We have Liquid Health here. And it's literally that, Liquid Health. Especially if you're on a vegan plant-based diet, this is something you definitely, definitely want to get into your system. And, I mean, there's a lot of backup behind that, too. And you know, I didn't really know the severity of, like, why this would be the case until I went completely vegan. And I started noticing, like, some things. And the only thing is that, like, the soils, like, in all of our farms right now have been depleted of a lot of vitamins and minerals and the essential things that we need, unfortunately. And so even though we're eating those things, we still need to be conscious of, like, making sure we're still getting the balance. Of things. And I mean, there's, everyone's going to have their different opinion on things, and so you can decide where you get the source of vitamin B12, but mm-hmm. for me, I feel the best when it's from a plant source, and this brand is awesome. And also I love with Garden of Life. Okay, the other brand of B12 that I love is called Garden of Life. They have, all of their products are amazing, and I love like just the wholesomeness of their products. So you can, this is just like open for anyone to decide for themselves, but just strongly encouraged to look up the benefits of vitamin B12 and also why it should come from a plant source in our bodies and how our bodies react to that, because it's honestly amazing. And energy. So if you, this was one of the things we brought up, if you're struggling with energy, if you feel like your stamina just goes way down, like you wake up in the morning and you feel like, even if you feel like semi okay in the morning, but you're like, I know once it hits 3 o'clock, like I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like I'm so tired. then B12 is definitely something to start bringing into your life, because your body is just as lacking of nutrients. Yeah. And that's mostly the case. So to just take every physical ailment that we have and just kind of turning inward and being like, where could I be deficient, or where could I be lacking certain things? And honestly, when I was not eating a vegan diet and not plant-based, I felt like I was more deficient than I am now. I feel like I'm so much more thriving and getting more vitamins, more minerals, more proteins than I was before. Yeah. So it's kind of, people are worried about the deficiencies, but they're probably more deficient now where they're at than they will be if they start eating more plants. Yeah. So.
Because plants are literally...
literally, purely that. They're a medicine, honestly. So much so.
They're very healing and very grounding, which we definitely need in our world right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what, Bria, what advice do you have about herbalism for people who are skeptical?
I would definitely say, like, with anything in life and with any decision we make, we can be skeptical about things, and obviously we want to make a wise decision about things, but taking life and especially the experience of dipping into herbalism as an experience, being like, I'm going to experience different things as I take these herbs. And I think that's why I love it, is because it's a very experiential way of healing. So as I take certain herbs, I'm going to be feeling the benefits, or I'm going to be taking one, I'm going to be like, I didn't notice anything. So, but then still exploring that path and finding the healing and finding that healing for people. And I know that it can feel like a little bit like hesitant, or being, especially when it has to do with taking pills or taking capsules or putting things into our bodies, and especially in this day of age where there's a lot out there that we shouldn't be, and that is harmful to us, or we don't know what's good, or what's just a scam, or what's hyped up, and let's just, like, you know, like media, like overplaying it just to sell it, you know, like what's really real. And I feel like for me, what brings me peace, especially having to do with herbs, is that it's just down to the core from the earth. That's our healing, and it's simple. And when it starts to feel complex, just bringing it back to the simple basics is always the best way to go. And then always, when you're feeling skeptical, to just reach out to the people who do study these things. And that's like what I do, but so many people. So to reach out and allow those people to use their knowledge and use their gifts to share with the skepticism, because that will always just bring more knowledge for that person in the first place. If there wasn't a point of starting in question, then there would be no open door for healing. So the point of even questioning things, like if someone's listening and they're at that point right now, to know that they're in a very good place. Because that place, you're literally standing at the threshold of your health right now. And so to take that stand for yourself and to know that, like, with any change or with any new beginning in life, it's going to take a leap. And it's going to take that leap of, like, courage and trust in yourself, and to be like, okay, I'm going to do it. And which, why not?
Everyone needs to take the leap.
Yeah.
And just do it. Even though it's hard, or you don't understand, or if you're confused.
Yeah, just to trust, move forward. And if you're skeptical, like, do your research. You know, reach out, like, do those things, and know that you're doing it for the very best investment, the best investments in ourselves, because once we invest in ourselves, that ripples out to everyone else in our path, and it's, like, the biggest blessing.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
So what if people, some people can be kind of scared to try herbal medicine, because a lot of people think that, oh, if I drink this or if I take this leaf, maybe I will have that high feeling.
Oh, yeah. Like how some herbs really people have used for, like, totally different methods. Yeah, and there's a lot, obviously. But I don't think that... I mean, you always want to be, like, safe with whatever we do, mm-hmm. but the most safe I've ever felt when having to do with anything of mode of healing within mm-hmm. the body has been with herbs. Yes. Everything else terrifies me.
Yes.
Like, seriously fucking terrifies me. Like, I go to the store and I'm like, because I took my just personal experience of, like, I growing up went to the doctor and had knee pain. Okay, I'm 14 years old, I have knee pain. Because my mom's taking me to the doctor. But now that I learn now from where I'm at, that's just growing pains. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's your body. My body was growing, dude. Like, and I went to the doctor and they told me, like, oh, like something, I have these problems with my knees or something. No, but then they put me on ibuprofen. Okay, so they gave me like the 800 milligram one.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
That's really strong.
Yeah. Guess how much? They told me to take 4 a day.
Wow.
Not even joking. So I woke up during that time of my life. I would wake up every morning and take 4 ibuprofen every morning. And I didn't know at that point, wasn't educated that you had to take it with food. You know, you have to eat because it's close to stomach. So then by the time I was 15 years old, I had bloody ulcers in my stomach. So I was actually bleeding internally because I was taking these pills. But the doctor told me, so it's like you'd think you could trust, like, oh yeah, the doctor tells you this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much in the mode of seeing people as patients rather than people. So, like, I wasn't educated to be like, you should probably take that with food. Oh, and by the way, here's this huge-ass list of all the negative side effects that are going to come from this. Of, like, you're going to screw over your stomach. You're going to have, your liver's going to be, like, praying for its life. Like, literally, like, all these things that, like... Yeah, I shared this experience to be like, what scares me is not herbs and their effects or at all. What scares me is the things that aren't of this earth that are made in a
chemical lab.
Yeah, to me, I'm like, that's not real. That's not for my body,
mm-hmm.
and that's what scares me more. And obviously, like, when dipping into the herb world and when wondering about things or how it's going to affect, I would just say research, research, research. Like, do the work and then also follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Know that we know, connected with this earth as humans, mm-hmm. we know what's good for us. We know it, but it's about becoming in tune.
It's just self-care.
Mm-hmm. So much so. And I feel like for any, like, and with... as a child, like, not knowing what you want or, like, not being in that space, you mm-hmm. know, like, we didn't be like, Mom, I'm low on vitamin B12. I need vitamin B12. Like, I don't doubt that a kid could probably know that,
yeah.
but, like, that's not really something that's very common. But the more that, like, as parents, as we trust our children that they do know what they need, you know, mm-hmm. so especially just, like, making sure they're super hydrated, like you're saying, like, and then also...
Even, like, the brain function.
Yeah, and just trusting, like... giving them such a wide array of foods to try from, like, you do not know if your kid likes to just eat pure raw kale until mm-hmm. you give him pure raw kale.
Yes.
Like, see, try it out. Like, let him eat green beans, let him eat carrots, let him eat all these things, and let those be the choices that are there for them. And then have them start asking, like, Mom, like, if they want a fruit smoothie, like, Mom, I want a smoothie or I want some fruit instead of dinner, like, instead of your lasagna mm-hmm. that you made for dinner, like, this is something, a shift that's allowing us not to be only in tune with our own bodies, but honoring others in their bodies. So especially when your kid's asking, like, for a fruit smoothie, as a parent, you may think, like, oh, that's not going to be
mm-hmm.
totally substantial for them or sufficient in what they need. They need their proteins, they need to be growing,
yes.
but their bodies know. So if they're craving something, if they're just, like, they mm-hmm. need that cleansing, because there may be toxin buildup in their body, and so their brains are telling them, like, I need
mm-hmm.
these, like, cleansing. So just to trust and have that honor, that mutual honor between kids and parents as well, and just even in relationships and
mm-hmm.
just everything. I mean, we can have a total full conversation about that
yes.
a whole other day, but mostly just going back to the point of just trusting ourselves, trusting our intuition, trusting our bodies. We know what we need, and... when in doubt, reach out to those who can assist and start the health journey, and start it now, because if you don't start now, then when?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, even if you're like 50 years old listening to this, you can start right now.
Yeah. And it will change your life. Like, when you want to say, like, to make a whole shift
mm-hmm.
in your life, to be like, to live it more vibrantly, to say that you just took on life in a way that you never have before, to experience those benefits is so rewarding.
Yeah, and very healing.
So much so.
Awesome. Okay, Bria, what is your favorite herb?
Oh, it's so funny because I have so many. Okay.
She literally has a luggage full of herbs.
I'm not even joking. Think about two. Oops. Think about two huge suitcases full, like large ones, and that are all packed with herbs. That's me. And I'm sure people have more herbs than me, but that's, yeah. Okay, so my favorite herbs, I'm going to say herbs because I think I have like two that are like main. And I would say for me personally, parsley is like my number one.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm going to, because it goes back to like my childhood of like, I remember it goes back to my childhood when we would go to my grandma's house and she had her greenhouse and her garden. Mm-hmm. And in her garden was this patch of parsley. And I remember sitting there with my sister, like literally in the dirt. And we were just sitting in the dirt and picking up the parsley out of the ground and eating it.
Oh,
so we sat there for like an hour just eating parsley, dude. we're like,
that is so awesome.
Yeah, so I feel like I love the flavor of it. I love its benefits and clearing and cleansing benefits. And how it makes me feel. But I just love my attachment to, like, that was one of my first experiences with the earth and eating, like, those things in such a real, like, straight from the source.
Yeah.
So I love parsley. And then my next, I would say, is sage. For the very reason that, I mean, sage. Internally and topically is all amazing, but especially I just love the herb to be able to burn it to clear the space, to clear the energy.
If you guys have not used sage, you are missing out.
Yeah, grab a bundle of sage wherever you can, and just smell it, honestly, and then when it's dried, burn it, and it changes the energy, it changes the space. And so herbs, honestly, not only have a physical benefit when we take them internally, but the world of herbs is so large and wide for the healing that can come even in the energy and the atmosphere that we create around us. And so I would definitely say that those are my two favorite, but I can go on and on of other ones that help me with different ailments in my body and really assist me to feel like truly vibrant and truly on a way of healing. So, but yeah, parsley, it rocks.
Parsley. The reason why I wanted to make a podcast is because I want people to understand about healing, self-care, being intuitive with themselves.
Mindful, aware,
open, all those things, which is mostly, to me, that means self-care. A lot of people don't know how.
Lot of people don't know how to bring that method of caring, or don't know what steps to take to kind of bring that into their lives, to even where to begin to, like, start to love themselves, or even the idea of loving themselves, or, like, what steps can I take to to feel this in my life, that self-care, that self-love, and begin to have a life that opens up into awareness.
Which is very important in our lives.
In this day and age too, like, where things are just becoming
a lot of people are just, all they think about is like work, or I don't know, they just stress, have anxiety. So I just want to bring awareness and openness to help people just being you and just sitting there and loving yourself and being thankful for yourself and people around you. Okay, Bria, how do you care for yourself?
For me, I feel like it comes in a lot of different methods, and all of those have kind of been built up over time. For me, I care for myself by what I choose to put into my body. That's kind of like a first for me. And then everything else kind of began to fall on top of that, methods of caring for myself, because just base number one was like how I started to feel when I started to put more healthy, vibrant foods into my body, and also starting to supplement with herbs that would assist me to feel better. And that really was a way of caring for myself. It showed me that, like, by loving and caring for that aspect of my life, it really just rippled into every other aspect of my life. And I loved myself and still do love myself enough to be like, I deserve a life that's healthy and vibrant, awake and full of light. And before, I didn't really know if I deserved that. I was really confused about, like, my worth and if you know, what my life was supposed to look like, or what I was just given, or mm-hmm. what I was supposed to deal with, or all these things. And then when I realized it was my choice, that really is like my most, the deepest space of my care, because it really comes from just a simple aspect of how I choose to treat myself each day with the very basic of what food I eat, and that's plants.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I feel like plants are very grounding.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to meditate and ground themselves every morning, every night.
Yeah.
At least five minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps. Can you give a tip about self-care that you can share for our readers?
I would say that a tip would be the moment when you feel like you're about to tell yourself no, when you have that idea and you're about to tell yourself like no, like, and kind of shrug it off, stop yourself right there and look at that just dead on and really begin to make that choice for yourself and see that that choice is someone else making that choice for you. Are you not giving yourself that love? And think about why you're not. What brought you to that space? What made you feel like you somehow didn't deserve that idea that popped up in your head? Like, if you feel like, oh man, I want to go take a bath right now, that sounds so good. What stops that? What are the thoughts that come right after that? And so just to think about what's telling you no, mm-hmm. and really go to that space, because that's the space that deserves healing. That's number one step to just encountering that and loving yourself every time that comes up, because the more that that comes up, honestly, what a blessing. Mm-hmm. Because then it gets to be healed, and then more and more that self-love comes along, you'll start telling yourself yes, and then that shifts things. When you no longer tell yourself no and you start telling yourself yes, your whole life begins to change and shift. And so yeah, start seeing where you're telling yourself no and start saying yes. And so it is.
Bria, you're a goddess.
Dude.
I think it's what is it? Raspberry leaf.
Dude, we have raspberry leaf, the goddess of herbs, sitting right next to us. And
that was amazing.
I can honestly say that just like flowed. Like, I'm just like, what was that?
That was amazing. And I hope that into your daily life.
I love it. I love it so much. And I'm so grateful for even the first soul or the many souls who just like listen to this and feel it. And my intention is that to just open that space of your heart to allow whatever was said or whatever resonates to just sink in, and that you, whatever has come into your space this far and even listening to this, is no coincidence. Like,
yes,
your energy totally brought this into your space. And I feel that I speak for both of us when we say how grateful we are to be able, yes, to do it. And for me, I feel so grateful to be participating with Kati and what she's creating here. And I'm so grateful to be able to experience and participate in the ripple that it's going to affect for so many.
Yes, me too.
Think about the possibilities. If you're listening now, like, obviously send us messages if you have any questions. Kati's, like, has all the tools and continually learning the tools, which is so so admirable. And so we're all growing together. So if you feel like you can contribute or collaborate with us in any way, Caddy will be there to answer all the questions, as well as I'm here as well. If you have any herbal questions or anything to deal with nutrition.
I have so many speakers coming in talking about self-care and like how they deal with it. And it's just, you guys, it's going to be amazing. And I'm so excited to share this with everyone. But I just want to thank Briazo for coming and talking about herbs. And if you guys have any questions, I will leave all the herbs that we talked about in the comments or in the details down below. You also can buy these, right? Yeah. So just message Briazo or me. And what is your Instagram handle?
We have two, but mine is Free to Be Zo. So it's Free to Be and then .zoe.
Thank you for listening to this beautiful podcast, and I hope you guys take care of yourselves and love you.
Love you. Mwah. Mwah.